This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are back in our study in Revelation this week, after having taken the last 2 weeks listening to some of the sermons which I preached at Island Community Church. Now, Island is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. That's the church that I pastor. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We'd love to see you. If you've enjoyed some of the messages that you hear here, some of the sermons and the Bible teachings, if you're looking for a new church home, we'd love to see you out at Island. Again, we meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, and we meet for a midweek Bible study Thursday night at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7, and we are wrapping up the book of Revelation this Thursday night, 6 o'clock. The following week, we are going to be starting the book of Acts, verse by verse. We'd love to see you. In the meantime, we are going to start Revelation chapter 16 today. For more information on this ministry, one of my websites is wgodontheair.net. Also, you could go to majoritytext.com. That's my Bible translation is on there. You can like our Facebook page, and that is WGOD Radio. Likewise, Twitter would be at WGOD Radio. Now, these programs are uploaded on Twitter and Facebook as soon as they're recorded. So this program has been sitting on our Facebook page since Saturday morning, and now you're hearing it on Monday morning. Let's get into the Word now. So that's some information on this ministry, and it's my prayer is that you would study along with us and follow along with us. You know, there also is an app you can download in the App Store or in the Amazon Store, and that is Gospel Study. That's the old name of this program. Gospel Study with Paul Esposito. You can download the app. Unfortunately, there's a charge for it. Now, that's not of any of my doing, but the people who created the app had to charge something for it. I think it's $1.99, but then you can have the app on your phone or on your tablet and hear these programs from there as well. Okay, Revelation chapter 16. Now, chronologically, this chapter is close to the time of the second coming of Christ, and the judgments described fall in rapid succession. Now, Daniel indicated that these closing days of the tribulation would be a time of world war. You can read that Daniel chapter 11, verses 36 through 45. World events are now pictured by John as rapidly coming to their climax. Now, we're looking here at the last seven judgments, known as the seven bowl judgments. Probably this is where we will be all week here on WGOD Radio, looking at these seven bowl judgments of chapter 16. Let's pick it up here, verse 1. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go and pour out the seven bowls of the wrath of God on the earth." So the first went off and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a bad and malignant ulcer came upon the men having the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Okay, so number one, judgment number one, or end result from each one of these. The first one, loathsome sores. You know, the parallel to this is the sixth plague of Egypt. You know, it's funny. Not funny. I'll just say it's ironic. I don't know what the right word is. Let's just say a lot of these plagues and these 21 judgments, many of these look very similar to the plagues of Moses back in the book of Exodus. Here, this is a parallel to the sixth plague. You can read that in Exodus chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. Loathsome sores. Now, my translation has the word malignant, like the dreaded question asked by cancer patients, right? When they ask the doctor, they say, is it benign or is it malignant? Malignant is an evil word. You know, this word here for malignant is a proper name for Satan. Did you know that? When the Lord says deliver us, he really didn't say deliver us from evil in what's known as the Lord's Prayer. It's deliver us from the evil one. It's a proper name there, Poneros, a name for Satan. Evil, the evil one. Malignant sores. How apropos, again, that the Greek word, isn't it? I mean, think about it. How apropos it is, how fitting is it that the Greek word for malignant is a proper name for that stinking devil, isn't it? And the Lord prays again. He says, deliver us from Hoponeros, that is the evil one. Not really deliver us from evil, but deliver us from him, from the evil one. Okay, so that's the first bowl. First bowl judgment brings malignant sores. Verse 3, then the second angel poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became like the blood of a dead man, and every living thing in the sea died. All right, so number 2, the sea turns to blood. Sorry for all the environmentalists out there, but this is the end, friend. We're rapidly approaching the end of the age, and here we see the end of all sea creatures. Similar again to the first plague of Egypt now, Exodus chapter 7, verses 17 through 25. This is about the end of all life here coming up. Not just the speckled trout and the herring, but the end of all things here are coming up here. Let me ask the question, by the way. Would you curse God if all the trout were killed? How about all the dolphins? You know, remorse for these things is okay. How about a little remorse for the 2 billion grapes of wrath out here? How about some remorse that it says that when the unbelievers, your neighbors, your friends and neighbors, when they are put into the winepress of the wrath of God, that their blood comes up to the bridles on a horse that's 4 feet high, and it goes stretches out for 184 miles. Okay, we can have some remorse for the dolphins and for the trout and for the fish and the whales and the sea creatures, but let's have a little bit of remorse as well for the 2 billion people that are going to perish here coming up at the end of the age. You and I can make a difference there. You and I, you can't change what's going to happen in the ocean. You can't change what's going to happen there, but you can change what happens to your neighbor. You can change what happens to your son. You can change what happens to your daughter. You can change what happens to your friend, the coworker. He doesn't have to be a part of this. Friend, you're sitting on tomorrow's newspaper today. You've got all the answers. You know what's going to happen before it happens. You can make a difference. You can change this. You can't stop it from happening. But you can win these individual battles that are going on right in your family and right in your neighborhood. You can make a difference today. You, friend, You are armed with the truth. Don't poo-poo or underestimate the truth that you have and that you are armed and equipped with. Let's move on here to verse 4. It says, then the third angel poured out his bowl into the rivers and into the springs of water, and it became blood. So that's number 3, waters turned to blood. Number 1, loathsome sores. Number 2, the seas turned to blood. Number 3, the waters turned to blood. Now after this, we hear these comments being made for all of those who might question what they see or perhaps think that this is not fair. Verse 5, and I heard the angel of the waters saying, you are righteous, the one who is and who was holy, because you have judged these things. For they shed the blood of the saints and the prophets. Notice this angel is justifying these things that are going on here. He's praising God. He's praising God through this. God is justified in what he does. This angel says, you are righteous. You know, people do that. They claim that God's not righteous, or they say that it's not fair. What God does is not fair. Have you ever heard that? That's not fair. That these animals would die, it's not fair. That some people would end up in hell, it's not fair. That God would show his mercy and favor on some and not on others, they say it's not fair. This angel is anticipating this, I guess. And when the angel sees this, he says, you are righteous, the one who is and who was, and you're holy because you have judged these things. Verse 6, for they shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you gave them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard the altar saying, yes, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. By the way, who are we to pass judgment on God? Imagine that. The worm is going to pass judgment on God. Remember what the Lord said to Job. This is what he said to Job. He says, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? I guess we'll pretty much end it right there for today. Sometimes we end up doing that. We look at these things, we read these things, and they say, well, it's not fair, and it's a dangerous thing to do. Like God said to Job, who is this who darkens counsel? We got to be careful not to make ourselves more righteous than God and say that something is not fair, because he alone is fair, and he alone is good. As the Lord Jesus says, no one is good but one, that is God. He is fair. And we need to bow the knee to him in submission to him. This is the end of the age here, and the day of grace is over. And you heard what the apostle said about these people here. It says, they shed the blood of the saints and prophets, and you gave them blood to drink. You see, payback time is coming, and it's coming up soon. Speaking of time, we're out of it here. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.